Let her explain, because I see her over there making moves, believing in her dreams, raising her family, buying her home, building her business, and taking time out to take care of herself. She's a mother, a wife, a sister, a friend, a daughter, but most importantly, she's you, a child of God. Now stand still and allow me to adjust your crown, because Queen, you did that. Hey ladies, welcome to another episode of Let Her Explain. It's your girl Latrice. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So today I wanted to speak about no hair, don't care. That's exactly what I'm going through right now. So I have cut off all my hair. I got like maybe a 2.5 inch, maybe 3, if I want to really push it and pull it to the point where my hair, you know, hurts. About 3 inches of hair right now. First time, but I'm loving it. I am absolutely loving it. I have never felt so light-headed, no pun intended, as I do right now with just having this little fro and just being free, hairless. Love it. So a little bit of backstory. I relaxed my hair January of this year for the first time in almost 4 years. I was rocking a natural tapered cut, cute, kind of heavy on the top. And, you know, I was just like, oh, you know what? Coming into a new year, I want something different. And prior to me being natural before, I had a shortcut, the Toni Braxton, off her first album. If you know, remember how she looked on that, I had that cut and I absolutely loved it. Love, love, loved it. So I was like, you know what? I want my new shortcut. I want the shortcut again. You know, I'm going to relax my hair. It's a new year, going back to the, you know, the old trees. So that's what I did. I went to the salon. And I was like, you know, I want to get a relax. And she's looking at my hair and all the, you know, curls on my head. And she's like, you want to relax? And I'm like, yeah, I want to relax it. And so this lady asked me maybe like 3 times that I want to relax my hair. I'm like, lady, I want to relax my hair. So needless to say, she did what I asked. I loved it. Banged it out. Hair was flowing. You know, she had a little swoop to the lip. This time it was a little longer, but she had swooped it to the side, the bang. But it was cute. I really did like it. Couple weeks later, we all of a sudden are in a pandemic. So salons are closed, basically everything closed, as we all knew or know. And so I wasn't able to go to the hair salon like I wanted to. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to let it just grow out. And by that time, it was probably 6 weeks post from me getting the relaxer. So it was growing at a good pace. As we're getting into the thick of the pandemic and sitting home more and more, my hair is just, it's growing. And I decided to start working out because I realized I was eating myself out of a house and a home. So I was just like, okay, I can't do this. And I started working out. So I got this natural at the root and then this straight hair at the ends. My hair was just basically going like a big sweaty mess. Damn near every day, you know? So I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do with my hair. And one of the ladies I work out with, she does hair. So she was like, you know, I asked her, you know, could she braid my hair because hers was braided. And she did. I get these braids. Now granted, I love them. Don't get me wrong. I love them. But them braids were so heavy. I didn't get that memo that braids feel like bricks on your head and your shoulders. They were so heavy. I love them, but they were so heavy that I got them way too long. So they really wasn't conducive to me working out. It was just basically an extra task for me to even deal with them. So I was like, you know what? Let me take these out and let me get some twists. Because at that point also, I had to start going back to work. We had a quote unquote soft open. So I was going back into work maybe 2 days out of the week. So I said, you know what? Let me get some twists. They're lighter. I can deal with them more. I like them. They were a lot lighter. Didn't feel like there was nothing on my head. But with working out, the sweat and the buildup, I really couldn't wash my hair. So my scalp felt so nasty. The buildup, the grease, the sweat, everything. It was just like, ugh. So I was just like, you know what? I'm taking these out. But I just got tired of just like, okay, what am I going to do with my hair? Thinking of the next style. What can I do? Who can do it? You know, do I feel like sitting there with the mask on for 5 hours or however long it may take? So let me just, you know, really evaluate the situation. I'm sitting home majority of the time and I'm working out. Why do I really even need my hair done? I'm home by myself. So it's not like I'm sitting here with the man and I'm really needing to, you know, be laid and slayed all day long. So I was just like, you know what? It was somewhat of an impulse, but it was a good impulse. Sometimes I do that. I'm impulsive like that. I do, something comes to me and I move on it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the hair store, the beauty store, and I'm going to get some dye. Because I can't speak for everyone, my peers, but your girl hair, my gray hair is growing, coming in fast and furious. It's like every time I pray and ask God for wisdom, God be like, my child, I'm going to give you 5 to 10 strands of gray hair just to show you how powerful and how anointed you are with this wisdom I'm about to give you. I mean, the gray is just coming in. So I was like, you know what? I'm about to dye this hair and I'm cutting it. So I went home. I went and got the dye, came home, took those twists out and washed my hair. And I cut off all the relaxer. All the relaxer was off. So that left me with what I have now, which is about, like I said, a 2.5-3 inch fro. And that all grew in from January. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just doing it. And the more I was cutting, it was just like, oh, yeah, I liked it. It was just like light. It just felt so light. And I loved it. I'm just sitting here looking in the mirror. First, I'm just like, girl, you so bald head right now. But then the other part of me was like, I don't care, but you look cute, you know, because for so long I was just like, I can't rock that look. You know, I'm going to look like a boy. I'm going to look like, you know, all these negative thoughts of myself came in all of a sudden. I was like, no, I'm going to own this. I'm about to be bold with this. So exactly what I did, I twisted it up and then I went to the barbershop, had my barber, you know, clean me up on the neck and the sides and everything else. And that's what I have been doing. I've been rocking this for this shortcut for 2 weeks. Maybe 3, and I absolutely love it. It's so freeing, and it's like it's a new level of confidence because there is no hair to hide behind. There is no hair to have swooped over your face or anything like that. It is all you, your whole full, all of that you is being shown to the world, and it's scary at one point because it's so crazy that how much hair can hold so many emotions, but it do, you know. So it really does free you of all of these insecurities and things you think about, your ways you think about yourself and how you think about yourself. So I didn't even know that I had so much baggage with having hair on my head, and now I'm just like, dang, Trees, we should have did this a long time ago. And I'm so happy that I did it. Like, right now is no better time. I feel like this quarantine has been the best thing that could have happened to me, in the sense of just like redefining myself, knowing who I am, getting to know who I am, learning myself, and just growing. And my hair is literally growing in this process right now. And I love it. My curls, my little curls are popping. Can't tell me nothing. But I something that I would have never even thought that I would even do would be cut off all my hair. And I was just like, you know, the other night I was watching TV and I was like, you know what? I want to watch that movie on Netflix, Napoli Ever After with Sanaa Lathan. Because I was like, all of a sudden I'm feeling this Kendrick connection with her because, you know, I'm going to cut off all my hair. And I just totally agreed with everything that was going on because hair can be so consuming. It's our crown. It, you know, when your hair is laid, when your hair is looking nice, you feel good about yourself. And it doesn't matter. That's even with male or female. When a man got a good, nice, clean cut, fresh out of the barbershop, you can't tell them nothing. They can have barbecue stirrup stains all over their t-shirt, but they feeling like they somebody because they got a fresh cut. And that goes the same way with women. Like, I could have on some bummy house clothes, but my hair done. Let me throw these hoops on and I'm about to make it work. And you feel good about yourself. So, you know, to let go of all of that, you know, time consuming time wasted, you know, just doing hair right now and trying to think of what are you going to do, especially with me working out. It just didn't make any sense. So I really did see that movie in another light because I'm just like, wow, it really is freeing. And the other day, yesterday, you know, what's her name? Tiffany Haddish. She did a live and she cut off all her hair and the comments were going crazy. Everybody was like, oh my gosh, is she crazy? Is she having a mental breakdown? Is she pulling a Britney, you know, Britney Spears? Oh my gosh, like what's wrong with her? And she had to come back on and be like, I'm not crazy. There's nothing wrong with me. I just wanted to cut my hair. I wanted to feel my scalp. I know how every other part of me feels, but I don't know how my scalp feels. And I'm tired of these, you know, dreads that she had in her hair. So she was just like, I just want something new. I've been wanting to do it for 2 months. And I, well, she said more than 2 months. She wanted to do it for a while, but she finally decided to do it. And I'm like, why do Black people or Black women, why we have to get labeled crazy because we cut our hair? Oh, she must be going through something. No. What if I just don't want to have long hair anymore? Or like with most women, when you cut your hair, you basically kind of cutting off the past. You're stepping into a new, so you want to leave that old behind. So you actually, it's like a transformation physically of yourself. Like I didn't have this long hair and I've been in this bad relationship. So every time I look at my hair, I think about that relationship. I think about the situation. So you cut your hair and you feel like you're coming into a new. It's a new you, a new situation, and it shouldn't be looked upon as a negative or a mental illness because you're cutting your hair. You're letting go. It's like letting go of the past with anything, you know? So, and not just even a coming a transformation with the situation, but just like, hell, you just want something new, or you want, you know, your hair may have been damaged, overprocessed, overheated, whatever it may be. So doing that big chop is the best thing. So your hair can grow back healthy and strong. So it shouldn't be labeled as a mental illness. Yes, Britney Spears did have a mental illness, and she did have a breakdown. But that doesn't go to show every time somebody decides to do a big chop that they're going through, you know, they're having a mental breakdown. And at the end of the day, it's just hair. Hair will grow. Matter of fact, your hair is going to grow even when you die. Crazy enough, that is the one thing that still grows. So no matter what, our hair is going to grow long, short, medium, bob, however you want to rock it, it's going to grow. It's just hair, but it's so freeing when you know, just let it go. I'm not saying this is for everyone, but I'm just saying this is for me, my experience now. Me cutting my hair, I love it. I absolutely love it. No hair, don't care. And sometimes, you know, I'll be like, dang, Trish, you so bald hair right now. But I'm like, but you still cute though. And, you know, just tell myself that it's all right. It's just hair. Keep it moving, girl. Got other things to do, which I do. And it is what it is. So, ladies, if you decide to do that big chop, do it, own it, slay it, no matter what. It's just hair. It don't define you, you know. And plus, us Black women, our hair is so versatile. Every patterns are different. Every, you know, could be a 4C, a 4B, whatever it may be, you know. So own your crown. Own it. It's you. Slay the hell out of that. So I just wanted to, you know, come on here and just really explain how much hair defines our us, you know. It's so much a part of us, but we are beyond that. There's so much beauty in it, you know. It's so much beauty in our hair, in ourself, and just self-love, confidence, walking tall, you know, walking boldly in who you are. And a hair is just a little bit a part of that, you know. It doesn't define us, but we always cute with it anyway. But let me not run on with a tangent. Just wanted to, you know, step in and explain the coils that are on my head now, the short coils. So until next time, thank you so much, ladies, for listening. Bye-bye.